Keep up to date with all the happenings in the Stardate universe through our Twitter feed and Facebook page. They tell you what to expect in our radio programs and magazine, let you know about important events, and much more. And also, check out our website, stardate.org. We'll see you there.
Stardate, August 17th. The moon butts up against the tip of one of the horns of Taurus early tomorrow. They'll appear to almost touch as they climb into good view, around 2:30 or 3 a.m. They'll be closest as viewed from the east coast, especially the northeast. The tip of the horn is represented by Elnath. It's the second brightest star in the constellation. It's outranked only by Aldebaran, the bull's eye. Based on the calendar alone, Elnath is a youngster, roughly 100 million years old. That's only about 2% the age of the sun. But the star is well into middle age. That's because it's about 5 times the mass of the sun. Heavier stars burn through their nuclear fuel much faster than lighter stars. So Elnath probably is about halfway through its prime phase of life. Right now, it's fusing hydrogen to make helium. So is the sun. The process is more complicated for heavier stars. But the result is the same. The nuclei of 4 hydrogen atoms fuse together to make 1 helium atom. Almost 1% of the mass of the hydrogen is converted to energy, making the star shine. The sun converts more than 4 million tons of mass to energy every second. Elnath fuses its hydrogen at a much faster rate, and it has a lot more hydrogen to start with. So it converts hundreds of millions of tons of matter to energy per second, making the budding one almost 600 times brighter than the sun. You can follow us on social media and through our website, stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.